Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, assalamu alaikum. Thank you for tuning in. This is Sister Pamela, and the program is called Pamela Pilots Enlightenment. Tonight, I played that song, I love that song, Hero, and I played that song because I'm going to have a little something different tonight for our audience and listeners. I played that song in dedication to my beloved minister, Louis Farrakhan. I love the minister. He just has such a beautiful soul and so courageous, and been for over 62 years now, have been fighting for on behalf of black people or black women and the man, but also people who are being oppressed because of color, creed, and class, et cetera. So tonight I'm going to play part of the Savior State lecture. And I'm having a contest. Whoever listens to it, I'm going to have a question at the end. And therefore, whoever answered the question or questions correctly, it won't be no more than at least one or two questions. And whoever answered that correctly will get a book from your one and only truly, Sister Pamela, and I will give you a book at the end. I will announce what book that I will be sending to you. It definitely will have to, it will be a book from the Nation of Islam. So therefore, you can sit back and listen to the lecture, and if you would like to win the book, you can either submit your question or you can call in. And so with that, I'm going to start the show. And again, thank you so much for tuning in.
Do you have the picture of Dylan Roof? Put him up on the screen. Did you get him yet? Well, I'm going to talk about him. There he is. This is evil personified. Now, this is a young man. But he is a study. Just give me a little time. You know. God is arranging this subject, so you can take it or let it alone. Look at him. Hey, that's me. You better put that cracker up on there again. Now straighten it out, brother. I don't want to see him. I want them to see him. Now this boy studied the history of Denmark Vesey. Nat Turner. And that church. So he gets a weapon, puts it in his pocket, and goes to church. Not to worship. See, he never would have got away with that at Muhammad Mosque. Here's a man, went to church, and you, so unmindful of your 461 years of history with this people, you are so happy that a white man showed up at your prayer meeting and wants to come in and pray with you. You want to show white people how magnanimous you are. No, how much of a damn fool you are. You are a victim of misunderstanding and misteaching of the real teaching of Jesus Christ. Preachers in the house, you got the right name and the right man, Jesus. But you don't have the right understanding. And that's why you're weak in the face of your enemy rather than strong in the face of your enemy. Listen. He came in, he sat down. He listened to the whole Bible class. He never had anything to say. But in the end, while they were praying, he reached in his pocket. He shot as many as he wanted to, reloaded and shot again, and let some live so that they could tell the story, because he wanted a race war. His brother, Michael Slager, you know his brother, his brother shot a man running away from him. Eight or nine times. He's such a liar. He tried to take my taser. The devil is a liar and a murderer. This is what they call hate teaching. But let me tell you something. If you point out the footsteps of a murderer and a deceiver so that justice could catch up with him, are you a hater or a seeker of justice? Oh, I see. What's the name of the white policeman that shot our brother in Ferguson? Darren Wilson. See, I want you to see a pattern here. Laquan McDonald walking down the street. Sandra Bland just questioning a white man. But none was more vivid. Where's Mr. Roof? Put that cracker back up. What? They all have something in common. Murder comes easy. Remember the little boy and his friends that pulled up in a gas station playing loud music, you know? A white man pulls up. Tell him, turn that loud music down. See, if it was white boys playing loud acid rock. After having an afternoon of acid, you would come over and say, son, come on now. Don't you think you're playing that music too loud? Could you just tone it down a bit? But not to us. We're not Americans. We're your niggas. And then he shot all in the car and drove off. He didn't inquire, did I hit anybody? He didn't care. He went and sat down with his girlfriend and had a burger. How do you kill a human being and sit down and have a burger? Where's it? Yeah, that fella there, he shoots 8, was it? 9. The police catch him. You must be hungry. I know it took a lot of energy out of you to pull the trigger so many times. Let's go have a burger. And $4 million came overnight to defend a murderer, a cold-blooded murderer. How could that happen? What kind of people is this? You have denied Elijah Muhammad and the God that taught him for the last time. Because I'm going to lay it out for you today. And if you reject this, I'm telling you, death is going to follow you and you will deserve to die. The reason we put Dylan Roof up, Michael Slager, Darren Wilson, the cop that shot Laquan McDonald, the cop that dealt with Sandra Bland. You know, I saw the police chief the other day, and somebody shot one of his men. And the police chief broke down on television. I've never seen you break down. Wait a minute. For none of us that were killed by your people. What is it about us that you can kill us and go have a meal? Here's a black man getting drunk with 4 or 5 white people in Texas. Mr. Bird. In Jasper. And after they getting high, and they take the brother, tie him to the back of a pickup truck, and drive down the street with his head hitting the pavement until he was decapitated. Now, here's what we said about Mr. Trump. He is peeling back the onion of white civility. And every layer that he peels back, he's getting down to the raw nature of the Caucasian. Now, I'm going to say something, and take it or let it alone. The nature of the white man is different from your nature. And you keep making mistakes in dealing with them because you think you're the same as they are. The white man is a grafted human out of the original black man. In the Bible, I don't have my Bible with me. Genesis is 4004 BC. That's just 6,000 years ago. We have been on the planet for billions and trillions of years, brother, before there ever was a thought of a white man. Now, Yaqub was not a wicked man. He was a scientist. Genesis 32, you say, and 24? Write it out for me. I don't have my Bible, so. That's it. So it's the 32nd chapter. Thank you. I said the third chapter. Not allowed to make mistakes. Every part of the teaching is a lesson. And if you're a good student of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, see, all of us that have been taught by him, if we make a mistake in the teaching, the one that knows the teaching should always correct the mistake, because mistakes shall not exist in the nation of Islam, for the nation of Islam is right and exact. Y'all all right? You sure? Now, see, Jacob was on an island called Peniel. In the book of Revelation, it's called Patmos. But our history says it's an island in the Aegean Sea called Pelon. These white people, when they were grafted, they came back into the Holy Land, because that's where they left from. So they were not strangers to the Holy Land, but they had been away from it for 600 years. But then they started making trouble, telling lies, causing the people in the Holy Land to start fighting and killing one another, like they're doing right now in Iraq, in Afghanistan. But you're doing it after the enemy came in. So when Mr. Trump was being questioned by Mr. O'Reilly, and Mr. O'Reilly said, "Trump is a murderer. He's a killer. Putin, thank you. Big mistake, but not too bad." Here's the point. Mr. Trump said, there's a lot of killers out there. Do you think America is innocent? Did I lie? Was that an alternative fact? Or that's what they said, right? And look at the way they jumped on Mr. Trump. How could you compare America with Mr. Putin? No, you're not as good as Mr. Putin or Russia. Because the judgment of God is not on Russia. The judgment of God is on America. You are the most rotten nation on the earth. That is why God has come and you are number one on his list to be destroyed. Now, let me talk about terrorism for a minute. See, I know these demons want to tie the nation and myself. They say he's a hater of America. Yeah, well, I did hate you at one time, but I understand better. You're wicked as hell. I hate the wickedness that you have practiced and still practice on my people. But the Quran said, do not let hatred of a people incite you to act unjustly. This group here, you'll never find us brewing up a synagogue. You'll never find us harming Jewish people. No. We know the satanic Jews. And we know the difference between those who are practicing the Torah from those who are buried in the Talmud. Did you know that when the white folk were grafted and came back to the Holy Land and started making trouble among the righteous, we drove them out into the hills and cave sides of Europe? You that are Omega, you that are Kappa, you that are Alpha, you that are Masons and Shriners, all of you have to go across the burning sand. Yours is a ritual. But white folk had to cross the sands of the desert of Arabia, and we drove them into Europe. So teaches the Honorable Elijah Muhammad from Master Farid Muhammad. Europe, EU, means hillsides and caves. And rope is the rope to bind in. We sent them there for troublemaking among the righteous. We took from them everything except the language. They fell down on their all fours and became savages. But some of the whites who went through the grafting process, students of Yaqub, who came to being on lying and murder. So that lying and murder is a part of the very nature. Put the cracker back up. We ain't through with him. You slow. Thank you, brother. Now look at this. Lying and murder. If you kill the darker, save the lighter. Marry the lighter on with the lighter. You keep getting a lighter human being, but losing some of the melanin that gives him the nature of original. So that when they become totally white, look at what the Holy Quran said. Now you go back and study. All human beings are made in the nature of Islam, except who? The rebellious devil. Damn, you know, I was with the messenger one day, and he was teaching on the west side, and after he taught, we were going back to his home, and he said to me, "Brother, you can't fathom the depth of Satan." And then he said, "Do you know anybody in whom there's no good at all?" I said, "No." He said, "There he goes." It was an old white man walking across the street. Now wait, this is some of you silly ones, you think that's hate. That's because you are unaware of your nature and their nature. And he's made you into himself. So you're a liar, a murderer, and a thief until you get resurrected from what the white man made you into. All right, now let's get to it. Look at this. I said, how could, he don't have no good in him at all? Wait, now, you can say at all, but I had to study that. And many white people see you walking across the street, you're blind, and they'll come and help you. You have an accident in your car, a white man will come and pull you out, you know. Isn't that good? Yes, but that's called an act of kindness. But the root of good comes from that which is in the nature of God, which is good, that you are righteous by nature, and from your nature you do good all the time out of that nature. Now look, many white Arabs, they're upset when the messenger said a white man is the devil. Huh? Wait a minute, not us. Well, I'd like to show you yourself. Now you're not getting away today. Only difference between you and your brother that went in the caves is that he has a cave experience. here. Now, Shem, the father of the Semitic people, Shem, and the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair and took them to be wives. Race mixing began in the Holy Land because we threw out all the devils that we could find. There's a suggestion that we didn't find them all. Some of us liked them and hid them. And some of them, well, that's true. I mean, a law of attraction was working. We black, they white. What is this? There's a white woman again. And the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. And the next thing you knew was a mixed race was coming up in the Muslim world. Light-skinned Arabs and black Arabs. Arab, yes. The original language of the original people is Arabic. But there's a Semitic Jew and a Semitic Arab. And they have lived in the Holy Land. Now, listen to me, my Palestinian brother and friend. You've lived there no longer than 6,000 years. How long you been there, black man? Oh, well, our Savior taught us that from the time of the deportation of Moon, 66 trillion years ago, when that part that is now called Moon was a part of the earth, and a great explosion took place which shot one part out 12,000 miles and another part fell 36,000 miles, and the water on that part fell on this part, and that part that was shot out had no water at all, so everything died, but out of evil came good. It was a new planet. So we searched for the best part that civilization of the original man would start again. We travel all over this planet with its new dimension. 57,255,000 square miles of land, 139,685,000 square miles of water, 24,896 miles of circumference, 7,926 miles in diameter. We know our planet. This is our home, and you can't stay unless you bow down. So wait a minute, to my Palestinian brother. You've been there longer than the Ashkenazi Jew, who's a convert to Judaism. but they are severe white racists. And though you are their real brother, they hate you. I didn't know we were brothers. Yeah, you went through the grafting process just like they did. See, Arabia, Iraq, Afghanistan, Jordan, Syria, all of that is the Fertile Crescent, the Tigris and Euphrates River. That's where civilization began. You weren't even on the planet then. The root of civilization is in Mecca. That's our home. You can stay there, Palestinian, you know, with permission. Because all that area was black. And because of your nature, you pushed the black out. I know your history. I've been taught by my teacher. And I'm not going to let you get away with deceit and deception that we are brothers. Look at all the stores of the Palestinians in the black community. They don't love you. They don't have respect for you. They sell you pork. They sell you alcohol. They sell you drugs. They misuse your woman. And some of them are depots for gun sales to young gangbangers. How in the hell can that be my brother? Making my work harder. I'm not a hater. Just telling you the truth. Now, Israel, Netanyahu, you coming out of there. You don't have a permanent home there. Your desire is to conquer that whole area, lying, saying that Abraham promised you. He ain't promised you a damn thing. I know. I'm bringing it today. I don't know when I'll ever see you again, but you are never going to say that Farrakhan did not warn you. Farrakhan did not teach you. Farrakhan did not love you. Farrakhan would not give his life for you. Israel is supposed to be America's friend. The only democracy in the Middle East. Lie. Or as Mr. Trump would say, wrong. Wrong. The Semitic Arabs have been there. They have more claim that that's their home. And you mistreat them with your so-called democracy. Some of you weak Palestinians going to accept peace terms from Israel? You can't defend your own territory. You can't have weapons to defend your territory. Israel must be your defender. What kind of defender do you have if Israel is your defender? You can't get a Zionist Jew to say that America is first. Israel is first. They destroyed USS Liberty, shot it up, and killed 36 or more Americans, and 100 and some odd were wounded. The government covered it up. There's a deep state that exists under the elected state. Some of the Jews that are really, they're not Jews. That's Satan. You should learn to call them by their real name. Satan. You're coming face to face with Satan, the arch deceiver, the enemy of God, and the enemy of the righteous. John the Revelator called him the synagogue of Satan. Does it hurt your feelings? Are you wondering? Farrakhan, are you losing it? To speak like this, don't you realize they will kill you? That's what they're talking now. When they saw, according to Brother Jesse, that last Sunday we were trending, and the white man kept looking at his computer, and he kept seeing Farrakhan trending, Farrakhan trending, Farrakhan. He said, "Oh my God, he must be dead." So he quickly, because they want me dead, you know. And when they found out we were trending because we were talking some straight talk and some real truth, they said, "Somebody should put a bullet in his head." I know you thinking like that. But Allah and His Christ sit in heaven and laugh at you. He's telling you, you better kiss my anointed and do my prophets no harm, lest he be angry with you and call down on you the wrath of his God and the Christ, the two that back him. He's a liar and a murderer. Mr. Trump, I know you want to make America great again. That's why they can't stand you. Because you are draining the swamp. Washington is a culture of corruption. And no president that you elected has been the sole ruler. There's a deep state, a shadow government that controls the politics of the nation. So you Democrats, you are losers. You ain't got nothing from them. Come the hell out of them. Let's form our own political machine. Let's call it the Justice or Else Party. The hell with the Democrats. The hell with the Republicans. They haven't given you nothing but hell. Let's get together and give ourselves a piece of the heaven that God intends for us. So when my brother, oh, he tried so hard to be the DNC chairman. And there wasn't tires on the bus big enough to keep throwing me under it. Begging the Jews to accept him. That's such a damn fool. You want to be accepted by Satan? You know why they're angry with you, Brother Ellison, Congressman? Because they know once you've been touched by Elijah, they know you lying when you say you don't believe no more. And Dershowitz called you a liar. Because he know once you know that they are the real devil and their history and their works bear witness, how in the hell can you come away saying, I don't agree with Farrakhan? You showed up in my hotel room. Told me how much you loved me. Run, tell that. So, listen. When the Jews said to Jesus, God is our Father. Listen to the answer of Jesus put in the scripture. Now, Jesus 2,000 years ago didn't say that. Elijah Muhammad, the big Jesus. I'm the little Jesus. He's the big Messiah. I'm the little Messiah, but I'll be damned if I'm not one. Oh, boy. Thank you. There he is. Now remember, have you ever seen a lion hungry going after its prey? Have you ever seen the lion kill the prey and then sit down and cry about it? Why? It's the nature of the lion. He's hungry. You present yourself. Thank you, Father. Great meal. But he ain't sad. That's why the Bible calls them beasts. He kill you and have dinner. He has no remorse. There he is. He ain't sad. So when the lawyer was trying to defend me, hey, stop it. Don't try to say I was insane. I knew what the heck I was doing. I'm not insane. I wanted to kill him. And if I had a chance, I'd do it again. That is the nature of the beast. Now, before you go, let me tell you what you're going to run into. Elijah Muhammad warned you. For 40 years absent his teacher. And by Allah's grace, we have continued that warning in his name. This is my 40th year. You didn't follow him. And he says in the scripture to his servant, well, they won't believe in you because they didn't believe in me. So here's the price we have to pay. Do you think you're a real American citizen? You really don't know, do you? The Constitution never was a guarantee for you. I love the way you defend it. Such a magnificent document. And nobody defends it better than the slave who don't even apply to. You're so exquisite in your defense. We are Americans too. Well, tell that to Trump. Tell that to the lyncher. Tell that to the police when they're killing you for just being black. Tell them I'm an American too. Do you know in the early dictionaries the definition of an American? Is one of the 6 European nations that made up the 13 colonies. Those are the real Americans. It said no Aboriginal people were included. None. Here's my Korean family. I have some Chinese family here, some Mexican family. You think you're an American? Are they treating you like an American? See, you gotta wake up, man. The moment Trump said what he said, what did they do? They showed up at the home of a Mexican woman who had been reporting every year. She was undocumented. But she has lived here over 20 years, had children here. What did they do? They snatched her up like she was some common criminal and sent her away. Standing Rock. You won the battle, but not the war. Trump said no. Sign an executive order, put the pipeline down. Now, we can go back, we can protest, and he's going to show you what he thought of Indians from day one. What did he think of us 500 years ago when he came? Come on, Native American, talk back to me. He hated you then, and he hates you now. And he will kill you like he did your ancestors. You will see. No. This is what you're going to run into. And you white loving Negroes. Yeah. You that think, oh, America's ours. Yeah, it is. But not with them. Won't you include us? We're Americans too. Look at the 13th Amendment. Isn't that a great amendment? Slavery is over until they arrest you for a blunt in your pocket. And then they send you to prison to work for white folk for nothing on the 13th Amendment. Didn't the 14th Amendment make you citizens? Yes, but who enforces it? And the 15th Amendment, oh boy, isn't it great? I mean, we're citizens. Yeah, right. But how are you treated? Was it easy to get the loan that you needed for your home? Was it easy to get insurance for yourself and your family? Who makes it easy for you? A real American, aren't you? You're going to wake up soon. Because soon, the chastisement of God is coming down on my intellectual brothers who want a place with the white man rather than a place in your own nation with a government of your own. You are the one that they're going to whoop the hell out of in just a short time. Now, I really don't give a damn if they come after me. I'm waiting for them. In fact, they're a little late. I know you think I'm crazy. You're damn right I'm crazy. I'm crazy over God. I'm crazy over his power to protect me. I'm crazy over the fact that he laid a table out before me in the presence of my enemy. I'm crazy over the fact that my head is anointed with oil and my cup is running over. If you worship Farrakhan, when Farrakhan is gone, what are you going to do? I'm just your brother with a message in my mouth and in my heart from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for you. But if he calls me up to the wheel, where he promised me he would allow me to see him face to face, then I expect you to be on your post. I expect you to keep the work going. I expect you to love one another even as I have loved you. I have proved it. Now you show it to one another. Thank you for listening as I greet you in peace. Salaam alaikum.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
And you stay behind.
That's right.
Those in front.
Yes, sir.
If you see them make a mistake, you correct it.
Yes, sir.
But there will be no sin and revolt.
That's right.
Not in here.
And if there's any enemies that think you can take the house and
go ahead.
Not any time. We will kill you.
Yes, sir.
And take your heads.
Yes, sir.
To the FBI office.
Yes, sir.
Let them know that old time stuff ain't working no more. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Thank you again. That was our dear beloved Minister Farrakhan, and that was the last show of part two of Savior's Day this past, about a week and a half ago. But if anyone is interested in hearing it in its entirety, then you can go to NOI.org and listen to it in its entirety. Tonight I played that, and I said if anyone would listen, they I would have like a contest, and I would read at least two, I said one or two questions, but I'm going to change it to three questions. And if anyone would like, I'm going to send out a book. I haven't decided which book. It may be The Message to the Black Man, or it may be something else. But nevertheless, I would like for to send the book to, you know, to share the teachings to anyone that is interested. So my first question is, what does Europe mean? What does EU means, and what does ROPE, respect Europe, but it's broken up in two parts. And the minister gave the answer through that lecture. And the next question is, name two terms that defined the devil or Satan. And the third question is, name three victims who were shot by the policeman in the last 2 years. So that one may be a little tricky, so let me give you one more question. What new political party did by the minister instead of the Democrats or the Republican Party that he will introduce? So those are the questions. You can submit those through my Facebook if you want to, through inbox, or if you're not on Facebook, you can definitely submit those questions to Brother Maurice. And whoever submit them first, we get the book. And but anyway, I'm going to end the program tonight a little earlier. But thank you so much for tuning in. May everyone have a blessed, beautiful night. I hope you enjoyed it, because I definitely have. I love the minister. I mean, I can't say enough about the minister. So with that, peace and love. Assalamu alaikum to all.